This is KUT. The empty lot at the corner of Red River and 7th turned into a village of services for people experiencing homelessness over the weekend. KUT's Kate McGee reports around 350 people living on the streets were able to get everything from a shower to yoga lessons.
Daniel is sitting in a folding chair getting his hair cut. He has a salt and pepper beard that he wants trimmed, too. This isn't a typical barbershop, and it was only open for a few hours. It's part of something called a pop-up care village. It provides essential services to those experiencing homelessness, like a shower, food, and a haircut, along with more unique opportunities like getting a manicure and makeover, doing arts and crafts, and learning yoga, to even simple things like getting their photo taken. Daniel has only been in Austin for a few months, a stop on the way from Fort Worth to Miami. He leaves the pop-up event with a bag full of
personal hygiene, shirt, some swimming trunks, and hats and socks.
The pop-up care village is a collaboration between the local tech company Endcast and a San Francisco nonprofit, Lava May. The nonprofit is trying to change the way people interact with and provide care to those experiencing homelessness.
There is a very strong stereotype around who homeless people are. And there's been research showing that even as we pass them on the street, we don't even register them as human beings.
That's Donise Sandoval, the CEO of Lava May.
That's a first obstacle, is to recognize that homeless individuals, it's not a label, it's a set of circumstances.
23-year-old Daytron White was homeless in Austin until the fall. He says it was difficult to access services when living on the streets.
It's hard to find showers, hard to, you know, get food, like transportation, you know, to like back and forth, getting places you need to go. You know, that was definitely the hardest.
Many of those services are located at the Austin Resource Center for the Homeless, known as the Arch. It's a few blocks away from this pop-up village. But White and others say they avoid the Arch because of the rampant drug use among people outside. Leo Ramirez Jr. is the CEO and founder of Endcast. It's a local startup that works to make it easier for companies to donate to charities.
In a place like South By, where everything is about me, we wanted to create something that was truly different and show that we can be generous and we can come together to support a marginalized group of individuals in our community.
Recently, the Austin City Council voted to make downtown homelessness in Austin a priority of 2017. Kate McGee, KUT News.